Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, in just a couple minutes, we're going to be talking with Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, and I got a couple questions I want to ask for, actually late to his candor. What was the precedent that he set back in the 90s? Why is it so important to have a good sheriff today during this pandemic, especially during this time? And what constitutes a good sheriff? I'm going to let him answer those questions. He'll be with us in about, 10 minutes, I'm guessing here. Again, we have Richard Mack. He joins us today. If you want to call in at any time, friends, you can do that. I'll do my best to get questions put to him. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're right up on the top. Tim's morning show, my afternoon show. If you want to go ahead and subscribe, go to the top of that page and subscribe right there. If not, friends, you're driving, 186, I'm sorry, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And again, friends, if you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Friends, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. Now, here again is one of those scenarios. This is Canada right now, if you're on social media platforms. This is the government of that country, too, showing the representatives as to who they work for. And, of course, Justin Trudeau, the little coward, effeminate, Allah-worshipping criminal over there, he wanted to belittle the efforts of the American people as well as the Canadians in their protests concerning what's going on, because it's going from Canada to the United States of America, namely Washington, D.C. But look at these numbers. I mean, if you're looking at this, friends, the mall's pretty much filled. They're surrounding the Capitol. And again, these are all things that we said were coming. And, of course, the bad guys that are in office, incumbents, they're the ones that are trying to use the Saul Alinsky method by playing down the numbers of the people because they want to belittle the efforts of the people in their protest. I don't think that this one's going to fare. I want to show you some live video here concerning what's happening in Canada. Over the weekend, we took the time, friends, to show you that the parliamentary had a camera. It was a still shot. There was nobody in front of Parliament. And then we brought some live footage over there, people that took their cameras and actually filmed what was going on. And you can see that it was completely packed with protest. Again, they're trying to play down the protest of the people. I don't know that they're going to be able to get away with it this time around, friends. This is crazy. This is good. And the people in every perspective country have the right to stand up and protest. Their rights come from God in Canada, just like ours do. I just want to make clear that everybody understands this. So with that said, friends, I also wanted to get over, because it was one of the things that I had not missed, but I didn't have time to get to, and it was a report done by none other than Mr. Carlson over on Fox. He does some good things here every once in a while, and we want to make sure people get that. Not trying to belittle him and his efforts, but I think he's drank a little too much Kool-Aid over there on some topics. That's a different show. But what I want you to see is I want you to see what's happening concerning what people are warning of concerning these protests in Canada. Orwellian vaccine registration could be coming to the United States, warns Canadian truckers. So what I want to do is I want you to go ahead and check out this report. And in the process of doing that, we will just get to it and take her from there. How's that sound?
Thanks so much for coming on tonight. Tell us why you're doing this. What's the point of this convoy?
Well, it's simple. I mean, we've seen Canada go from a country of Justin Trudeau's promises of sunny ways into dark authoritarian oppression and control.
Yes.
So we want two things. We want to get rid of the vaccine mandates and the passports. And the passports is that's a really concerning one. Yesterday, it was my first time ever crossing the border in my truck with my digital passport. And I held my phone up to the border agent to give him the QR code. You know what he said to me? Oh, it's okay. I don't need it. So what do you mean you don't need it? He said, oh, your phone already popped up on my screen and is correlated with your passport.
Yep.
Can you think of that? Can you believe that? So they know everybody who's coming up to the border before they're there.
Of course.
And they're tracking them. Now, maybe it's outlandish, but what's to prevent the government from introducing that across Canada and not limiting it to just borders? And you guys are getting it as well, and you can thank us for it, because apparently, according to our sources within the media and within government, we have some close ties. Apparently, the Trudeau government, the Biden administration had no interest in it, but the Trudeau government lobbied and requested the Biden administration to introduce this. We don't know why. We don't know the terms of the deal. Are they going to be trading intelligence back and forth between
China
and the U.S. tracking cell phones? Of course, we have no idea. But this is where we're going if this does not stop. That's why this is the line. This is where it ends.
Well, I mean, two things. One, you know, you drive a truck for a living. Your country and ours, you know, thousands of multiple credentialed intellectuals who are paid to think about this stuff. Why is it falling to you to connect the obvious dots? God bless you for that. And second, do you think that you can stop this with your trucks?
Why does it follow us? Because we're the ones who actually suffer the repercussions. You know, we often see, and we talk about Alberta being Canada's energy sector. I was in Alberta and Saskatchewan just before COVID. And Tucker, I spent a lot of time traveling through Latin America. I couldn't believe it. It looked like a third world country.
Yep.
It scared me. And that was before COVID. So now these people who've had their industries crushed, their lives crushed, COVID comes along, and now they're treated like insects by the bureaucracy.
Exactly, by insects. Wow.
Well, there you have it, friends. They're warning Americans as to what's going to happen here if we don't put a stop to it here, as well as helping them put a stop to it there. I think people are forgetting about NAFTA here. That was the North American Free Trade Agreement. The acronym is NAFTA, which was enacted in 1994 and created a trade zone, free trade zone for Mexico, Canada, and the United States. They've been trying to basically eradicate the borders on the northern and the southern ends of the United States of America. So this just coincides with everything that we've been warned about for a long time. We're going to come right back with Richard Mack, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, right side of the page, subscribe, social media platforms, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Go ahead and subscribe to that page as well. We have Richard Mack with us right now, folks, but before I get to Richard, I want to let you know, you can call in at any time. I'll do my best to get those questions over to Sheriff Richard Mack, 1-866-582-9933. Okay, so here we go. I just did an event with Sheriff Richard Mack, America's constitutional sheriff, they call you, sir. And that's got to be honorable. I mean, obviously you set some precedents out there that cannot be ignored by any means. And I'm happy to have you here first and foremost. In a time in which we're in today, Richard Mack, it's so important to have guys like you out there giving the information to the people so they can actually arm themselves with knowledge as to how to defend themselves during these times again. And so without further ado, folks, yours truly, Sheriff Richard Mack, we appreciate you jumping on the radio show with us, Richard.
Well, thanks for having me, Bradley. It was great meeting you. And we met before a long time ago, but we just recently did that event in South Dakota. And I love South Dakota. I think it's a beautiful state, and I love Mount Rushmore. And in 2021, I was at Mount Rushmore four different times. You were the last time. Spent 4th of July there on the Freedom Tour, Rise USA Tour. And then we did the Freedom Fest there. We did the Red Pill Expo there. Mm. And, man, I actually starting to get to know my way around Rapid City and how to get over to Mount Rushmore. So,
amen. I love it.
I do it without GPS now.
Yeah, I love it too. I'm from Minnesota, so I drove 8 hours to do that event with you just last month, was it? And actually, yes, it was just last month. And what's interesting about that, I met you at the event that WND or Larry Klayman had, I'm guessing probably 8-9 years ago, right in front of the People's White House in Washington, D.C. there.
That's right. Yeah, that was, that's right. That was Lafayette Park.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was a cold day, too. I remember it. Goofball here was wearing shorts that day. Little did I know, coming from Minnesota into D.C., it was that cold. But anyways, with that said, Richard, just to kind of give us a little intro to those that haven't heard of Sheriff Richard Mack before, what was the precedent that you said? Because I got to tell you this before I put this question to your candor. As I'm looking at the wiki page concerning Richard Mack, it says he's the former sheriff of Graham County, Arizona. He's a political activist, and he's known for his role in a successful lawsuit brought against the federal government of the United States, which alleged, isn't that interesting, that portions of the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act violated the United States Constitution. What was that all about?
Well, the alleged part's done because we won at the Supreme Court. So it's not alleged anymore, just as you were alluding to. But the precedent here is not just that I won at the U.S. Supreme Court. The precedent here is that federalism and state sovereignty and local autonomy is alive and well, and state sovereignty survives when the state employees, the state legislature, the governor, and local county commissioners and mayors and city councils, and especially the bottom line in all of that, the sheriff actually stands up to the federal government and tells them to take a hike and make sure that the sheriff is understanding that he's a huge part of the checks and balances on federal authority. And when the federal government exceeds their authority, your sheriff is obligated morally and lawfully to stand in the gap and protect the citizens' rights. And that's what this case really established as a huge nationwide precedent.
Amen. You know, it's interesting because as you're saying this, if I'm a first-time listener, I don't know my rights. I don't know my founding documents. You know, I have the impression in my mind that the federal government is the head and the states are the tail. And most people don't realize the states created the federal government, and what we have now is the tail wagging the dog. What say you?
Well, if you study history, which it appears you already have, you will know that the states got together to form a new central government. Many of the founders didn't even want to go there. They wanted to keep a separate, 13 separate states, separate governments, or even 13 separate countries. And then some of the others wanted to say, look, we can come together. We can bring all of us together and form one nation. However, every single one of them, except maybe for Hamilton, wanted a very impotent and stay out of our lives federal government. And it was really designed that way, and it wasn't the Constitution's fault that we have the Bidens and Obamas and Clintons and Bushes doing just the opposite. And people are going along with it because the federal government's really good at paying people if they go along with them. And federal grants are nothing but bribes. They're illegal. They're unconstitutional. It's misappropriation of funds. And no sheriff. We train our sheriffs to follow the Constitution, enforce the Constitution strictly, and that's what we do at the CSPOA, and that's Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Now, every one of your listeners can become a part of that. We have a citizens' posse that we need everybody to join, and this is the solution that America has been waiting for. You know, I know you've seen this. There are dozens, it seems like, tours, freedom tours, all across the country. Yeah. Every month there's another huge rally somewhere across the country. And the information shared there is vital. It's amazing. But the thing of it is, there's only one solution, and that's when I speak there, I present a solution to all of this going on. Mask mandates, vaccine mandates, what you were just talking about with the driver, passport, vaccine laws, and tracing all of us and chasing us down, and there's no more privacy on anything. And by the way, if anybody thinks proton mail is protected, you're crazy. It's not. Okay? They can get anything they want. They own it. Okay? So we have absolutely had no financial privacy for decades here. And why we still have an IRS, who knows? But you know who can stop the IRS? It won't be the Democrats or Republicans of Washington, D.C. They won't do it. They won't make the tax system or our tax system. They won't abolish the IRS. They won't get rid of the federal income tax. And they will keep it so convoluted that they can do anything to us. And that was the intention in the first place. My deal is this. If anyone is violating your civil rights, your God-given rights, your natural rights in your county, the sheriff should form his posse. The sheriff can stop every bit of it, and he should. And whether or not he wins every time, who knows? But so far, the sheriffs that have taken a stand, and we've seen hundreds of them across the country doing this, especially during the last 2 years, they have won every single time. Now, folks, this is a solution that you have to be part of. Your sheriff works for you. You hire him. He doesn't have any other boss, just you. Folks, you got to get involved.
Amen. You know, that's one of the things that we've continuously see, this reoccurring recycle of do-nothings. They promise you everything. They act as if they're the defenders of the people's rights. They're fleecing, and they're fleecing their constituents for more money, and yet they're already getting paid to protect the people and uphold the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws found within. But again, they're aggrandizing millions unto themselves, and they're doing absolutely nothing. And those events that you're talking about across the country, we see them all the time. What's the resolve? We're the resolve. We're the strength of the Constitution. We have to pick up the law and enforce that law. Now, Richard, I have a hard break coming up, and it's about a 2.5 minute long break. And what I want to do is when I come on the other side of that break, I want to ask you a couple questions as to why is it so important to have a good sheriff today? You, for the most part, just answered that. And
I got a lot more.
Okay. Well, amen. You just bring as you will. And then also what constitutes a good sheriff? Because we see people getting involved with their sheriffs. And what I see all the time on the road, Richard, is the fact that they get together with their sheriffs and then they find out that he's not a constitutionalist. Well, he promised he would swear to uphold the Constitution, again, the enumerated laws, with his hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man that he would do that. So, you know what? That's a good question to come back with on the other side. We're going to do that, folks. We're talking to Sheriff Richard Clark right now, bringing about resolve to the issues in which we're facing. And again, friends, we'll be right back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Approval ratings of the government are falling as personal satisfaction approaches a record high. According to a new Gallup survey, American satisfaction with the direction of the country has fallen to 17%. Meantime, amid the ongoing COVID pandemic and record high inflation, Americans seem much happy with their personal lives. 85% of those surveyed say they're satisfied personally, just 5% shy of the 2020 record high of 90%. President Biden says governors and mayors know how to get things done. Biden hosting a meeting of the National Governors Association at the White House and predicting the United States will emerge from the COVID crisis stronger. He added the nation must do more to curtail the surge of gun violence and violent crime. This is USA Radio News. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are sounding off about America's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
The human toll and the economic devastation from COVID-19 has been a challenge to the world like no other. Second opinions in the medical industry have been ongoing forever until this pandemic struck our shores. How can anybody take a look at our response to COVID-19 and call it a success? So says Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax.
If you're going to get a second opinion on a serious illness, wouldn't you approach a doctor or consult a doctor that has actually treated the condition as opposed to rely on the opinion of public health officials that don't treat patients at all? That is what America for the last 2 years has relied on.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A 4.6 magnitude earthquake rocked parts of Oklahoma on Monday. The quake's epicenter was near Medford in the far northern part of the state. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, one more time, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. There is a live feed right at the top of the page. Again, subscribe. Also, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you've got any questions or, maybe that you want to throw out there or comments, go ahead and post them on social media platforms and or call in 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Let's get back to Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack. By the way, Richard, if you want to throw out your information, please do, and then I will propose another question for you, good sir.
Okay, well, everybody can get involved, and including getting a little highlighted copy of my Supreme Court case. This fits right in your shirt pocket, back pocket, whatever. Pocket size is like the pocket constitution. It says on it, Supreme Court case for state sovereignty. And this was Sheriff Mack and Sheriff Prince from Montana. I was one that started the whole thing. Sheriff Prince was second, and he and I ended up at the Supreme Court together in December of 1996. The decision came out June 27, 1997. This is the most powerful 10th Amendment decision in the history of America. I'll open it. This is one quote from Justice Scalia who wrote it. We have held, however, that state legislatures are not subject to federal direction. The federal government may not compel the states to enact or administer a federal regulatory program. Proves right there. The federal government is not our boss. This happened because sheriffs took a stand and did their jobs. Now we need sheriffs to continue that movement and the execution of their job in accordance to their oath of office.
Amen. You know, it reminds me of what Edmund Burke said, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And that's how they're getting away with much of what they're getting away with. The Bible tells us in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Most people don't even know their founding documents, and that's exactly what's transpiring right in front of their face. They're giving the impression to the media that they don't believe that the government has the authority to do the things that they're doing when, in fact, they don't. Just like this whole pandemic, Richard, as you well know. Can I take you back to that time when you did take a stand? What did that look like when you absolutely said, I will not bow my knee as a serf to the powers that are tolerated in America during that time? What did that whole scenario look like, Richard?
Well, I told the other sheriffs in Arizona after the BATF bureaucrats brought us our marching orders from Washington as to how we had to enforce the Brady Bill. And this was all contingent upon, this was all about the Brady Bill. And they wanted the sheriffs to enforce it. So they were conscripting and commandeering the office of sheriff for federal bidding. Let's see, does Congress pay my salary? No. Can they hire me? No. Can they fire me? No. The people of my county are my boss and are the reasons I got hired. They determine who is their sheriff. Every 4 years, they do a review, and they are my boss. So when the Brady Bill came out, I said there's two things wrong with it. One, I took an oath to the Constitution. And I know and understand that the Second Amendment makes gun control in America against the law. I cannot go along with the gun control provisions of the Brady Bill.
Amen.
Two, the federal government is not my boss, and they have no jurisdictional authority to tell me or any other sheriff what to do. Not a damn thing can they tell us to do, unless we're so ignorant and afraid of them that we go along with them anyway.
Amen.
We can't just go along, and many have. And so the CSPOA is performing the training for every sheriff and cop and public official so that they know and understand what their oath of office is and what is our role as peace officers in the Republican form of government, in our American Republic, what is our role. And you only have to go back to the Declaration of Independence, second paragraph, middle of the paragraph, kind of, where it says what our purpose in government is. That to secure these rights.
That's right.
Governments are instituted among men. That means the dog catcher. That means the president. That means everybody in the... That's everybody in state, local government. We have one purpose: to protect the rights, the God-given rights of the people. And that's what government is for. Is it there to make sure I eat my veggies, or that I wear my seatbelt, or that I take a vaccination, or I wear a diaper on my face? That is not their role, and it's none of their business. They are to protect my rights.
Exactly. And obviously, we see what's happening here. They're attacking our rights, which, by the way, is a perfect segue into the next question. A lot of people tell me this all day long. I just got back from doing 8 events in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Ohio right after our events in South Dakota. And I hear over and over and over again, I say, take the time to get to know your local sheriff. And I hear it all the time, Richard. Well, you know what? I went and took the time, Bradley, as you said, and I went and talked to my sheriff. And, well, he doesn't see things the way that I see things. He's a Democrat. How would you address that, my friend?
Well, we certainly have had Democrats come to our training, and we offer it to – we don't make any difference or deference to what party. I'm a little bit more concerned about the Democrats than I am the Republicans, because we have more Republicans show up. And that's a slide at the Democrats. You swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, or you couldn't take your job. That's why I know you swore it. That oath is required by the Constitution itself in Article 6.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any time that you can justify taking an oath and summarily ignoring that oath, and if you took that oath, why aren't you taking it seriously? And I'll ask that to both Republicans and Democrats. You're all invited to our convention this year. We don't quite have the date set yet, but we're going to have 500 to 700 sheriffs in the same meeting in Las Vegas, and we're still trying to establish the best month of the year to do that. My point is this, Sheriff. If you swore an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, you're required by law and by God's law to keep your promise. Secondly, how are you going to uphold and defend the Constitution if you've never studied it? That's impossible, and that makes you a liar and a hypocrite the very first day of your job. So my point is this. Come to our training. We'll teach you what the oath of office means. We'll teach you why it's there, and we'll teach you the Constitution. Yes, you'll have to follow up with some studies, but we'll teach you the Constitution, especially the Bill of Rights, and the significance of the Declaration of Independence and how that is part of all of this. But your word is there, and there's a reason why you were required to take that oath, because the Founding Fathers put it in the Constitution so that the principles of liberty detailed therein will be perpetuated and secured and protected for all future generations.
Amen. So again, let me propose another question to you, and I'll piggyback off that last one. So concerning what you're seeing with the sheriffs today across the country, is it a good sign for the people that they're actually standing up and doing their jobs, especially during this pandemic, or are you seeing a majority of them bow the knee to federal government?
No, this is the most reaction and the most involved the sheriffs have ever been in this country.
Amen. Amen.
And there's a little over 3,000 sheriffs in America. We have determined, and I got this number from John Adams. He said a third of the people supported the Revolutionary War, a third were completely apathetic, and the other third stayed on the side of King George III.
Yeah.
So I believe if we do it today, if we get a third of the sheriffs, 1,000 sheriffs that are doing this, there will be no stopping us. We will keep our movement to restore the Constitution and our God-given rights peaceful and effective, and this solution is immediate. We don't have to wait for another politician to run for office. We don't have to wait for another piece of legislation. This can happen now, and it is essential that all of you join with us and that you get a relationship going with your sheriff.
Amen. And you know what? You just don't hear enough of that anymore. And again, the resolve it lies within the people to actually stand up and do what they're supposed to do under God. I mean, again, you're talking about the Declaration of Independence. Well, our rights are derived from God, and we delegate authority to our said representatives, and they derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people, who are the government, which is found in the preamble of the U.S. Constitution. I don't know how to make it any more clear than that, Richard. I have one more segment. Am I going to be able to hold you over for one more segment?
Yeah, whatever you want, sure.
Okay, perfect. Why don't you go ahead and throw out your address again as to how people can get a hold of you. I got another hard break coming up, and then about that time we'll come back after that hard break.
Any information you need about this is all available at CSPOA. CSPOA stands for Constitutional Sheriffs Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org, and there you can join the posse. It's only $11 a month or $99 a year, and that keeps us moving financially, and it keeps us going to the next meeting, and it gets you involved in the holy cause of liberty now. This is our holy cause of liberty. We need you. We're asking you to get involved, and if you don't, I guess you didn't really want a constitutional sheriff in the first place.
Yeah, well, it reminds me, Sheriff Mack, that, you know, Americans, a lot of them, not all of them, and this applies to those that it applies to, they love their freedom so much that they're willing to go ahead and act like a politician and let someone else sacrifice themselves in giving them the freedoms that they have. So it's pretty shameful. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're talking to Sheriff Richard Mack, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And again, friends, we will be right back on the other side of this hard break. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I have Sheriff Richard Mack right now, Constitutional Sheriff, with us right now. And we're just covering a bunch of different topics in the sense of questions that we might have for Richard Mack. And who better to ask, friends, than one that set a national precedent? You know, it's interesting, Sheriff Mack, that I'm looking at the preamble now to the Bill of Rights, not just the U.S. Constitution. And I love making reference to this because most people don't take the time to read that preamble. But concerning the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, all of them, okay, it says the conventions of a number of the states having at the time of their adopting the Constitution expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and as extending the ground of public confidence in the government will be best ensure the beneficent ends of its Constitution. Why is it that we never take the time to even fillet our founding documents because it's so precise as to what it says that we don't need corrupt judges legislating from the bench to pervert or wrest the meaning of what is, you know, laid out in front of us, literally for the world to see as the common sense meaning that the law brings. I mean, what else do we need to understand that this is our responsibility? And if we lose it, it's because we lost it and we forfeited it. They weren't taken. We forfeited our God-given rights. What say you?
I say the exact same thing. And for instance, is there really any way to misconstrue the Second Amendment?
No, there is not.
But their purpose was to put the Second Amendment in there so that it would avoid misconstruction by anyone, courts, the people, or anyone. And they called it a declaratory act, and that makes it to where these rights cannot even be thought of being a legislative prerogative for any government. It is against the law for Congress, your state legislature, any local mayor or city council or county commissioners to legislate anything regarding your gun ownership. They can't go there. The Second Amendment makes it illegal for any gun control. Okay? It's against the law in America. Yet, after 22,000 gun control laws across our country, you would think that the Second Amendment says just the opposite.
Exactly.
And the Founding Fathers intent.
Yeah. No. Okay, so what begs the question then, permits?
Unconstitutional.
Yes.
They're totally unconstitutional. They cannot permit what I already have, okay, and then charge me for it. Boy, government is really good at that. Another one where we do that, the right to peaceably assemble. So in case you want to go down to the courthouse and have a peaceful protest, you have to go into the courthouse and get a signed piece of paper and get your insurance papers all paid for and then pay for the permit, and then maybe government will permit you to go have your freedom of speech, your right to peaceably assemble, and make your protest.
Well,
and file grievances against government, which also is in number one. So this whole thing has gotten so out of hand that government permits our God-given rights instead of guarantee your right. So I would recommend people always let the government know that you're going to have a protest on that day down at the courthouse or state capitol, but they cannot permit that. It is not their prerogative to charge you, make you have insurance, or any of that other crap. Their job is to protect your rights, not charge you for them.
Well, isn't that what's coming in behind the Constitution, or should I say undermining the U.S. Constitution, is administrative law? Is that what we're seeing today? Is that premised on administrative law concerning the government stating that we have to have permits for this, that, and the other thing?
Yeah, sure. What administrative law is, I think that's really just another term for Hitleric mandates.
Exactly.
There's no administrative law mentioned in the Constitution, and I don't see it in very many state constitutions either. I haven't read them all, but I've read a lot. And I don't see it. In the first constitution in Delaware, it says that the sheriff is the keeper of the peace. His job is to keep the peace. That's in the very first state. That's Delaware. Why don't the rest of us get that? The sheriff is in charge because he's elected. He's the only elected law enforcement officer anywhere in the country. And we, the people, appoint him. Not a committee, not some other party or bureaucrats or other elected officials. We do, and that is what makes us a republic. And the first thing we teach our sheriffs and other public officials at our training is we teach them the difference between a republic and a democracy, and that they have been lied to, we have been lied to, that America is a democracy.
Yeah.
Well, the Founding Fathers assailed democracy, and the best example of what a democracy is, Ben Franklin said, a democracy is three wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. That is exactly what a democracy is. It is a dictatorship. We have a democratic dictatorship, and you're seeing the results of it now from this dictatorship in Washington, D.C. right now.
Okay, so, and this is going fast forward because we've got about 4 minutes left. What is the resolve to the issues in which we see today as far as, well, purging corruption in government? I mean, how would you answer that question, Richard?
Your sheriff has every responsibility and duty, sworn duty, to uphold and defend the Constitution. Therefore, he would have to stand against the crimes of the IRS. He would have to stand against the crimes of the CDC. He would have to stand against crimes of the courts, even. The Supreme Court is not the final say
in America.
Right.
Amen.
the states and the people are. Read the 10th Amendment. It says, who is the last resort in America? This is the states, respectively, or the people.
That's right.
And so we need to start exercising that authority. And if we're, look, you know I'm a peaceful man. I've never hurt anybody. The 20 years I was in law enforcement, I never beat anybody up. I've never committed an act of violence, ever. But this is the thing. If we want to keep this movement peaceful, we better act now while we can still keep it a peaceful process. And Thomas Paine wrote about that in his The American Crisis. Folks, we must do the same today. We must unite, and we must have our sheriffs on board. You want to prevent the next civil war? You want to prevent the violence in America? You must have your constitutional sheriffs involved in this process nationwide.
Amen. Well, Richard, we're coming to the end of our time. Why don't you go ahead and drive traffic to your destination, at least your URL and phone numbers and the such. I think this is great. I totally appreciate you. I'm glad that you're speaking out. I'm glad that you're bringing about resolve, because there's very, very little of that today. Again, go ahead.
Supreme Court case that proves it. And this is the most amazing 10th Amendment decision, the most powerful 10th Amendment decision in the history of America. Every home should have that book in it. Folks, go to CSPOA.org and become a part of this solution, the holy cause of liberty today.
Amen. Okay, so in ending here, that's what constitutes a good sheriff, uphold the law. Enough said. Do I need to add to or take away, Richard? I mean, that's pretty much the gist, yeah?
That was a good scripture you just quoted.
Amen. I totally appreciate you. Again, we're down in about 1 minute here, and we will do our best to get some traffic heading your way, my friend. I totally appreciate you.
Brad, thanks so much. Good to see you again.
Yeah, you too, man. And we'll talk at you soon. Folks, again, Richard Mack, if you want to go ahead and get a copy of that video today, friends, by the way, go to Rumble on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and go to that live feed right there. We've got much to cover throughout the week, friends. I'm going to be playing catch-up, but again, I just wanted to make sure people knew that it's time, and they know that it's time to get together with their local sheriffs, and if you have to teach them the U.S. Constitution, friends, teach it to them. Listen, I was preaching in a state 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, where I had, and everywhere I go, I have senators, congressmen, sheriffs, whatever the case is, that they show up. And I just took the time to follow the lead, Romans 8:14 of the Holy Ghost, and I just said, you know what's interesting is how many people are in government today, they swear to uphold the Constitution, but they've never taken the couple hours to actually read them, Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and state statutes as well. They don't know them. I ran into a governor that was in office for 6 years. I asked the question, so have you taken the time to know the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution? This person said back to me, I've never taken the time. So what's wrong with the country? There it is right there. If they don't know the law, then what is it that they're doing there? They're just going along to get along. And folks, you lose, and without fail, they are going to win. Let's reverse this order. What say you? Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.